Again, the resource, Islam, What You Must Know, the Best of the Christian Research Journal, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, through the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And right now you can order by simply going to the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can order online on the World Wide Web. As well, you can order via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We're devoting the next couple of days to Islam, to your calls on Islam, to social media questions on Islam, to my interview with Wayne Mahal on Islam, because a recent survey of world religions states that Islam is the world's fastest growing religion, with over 1 billion followers. In other words, Islam is the faith of 1/5 of the world's population. The resource I hold in my hand answers all kinds of questions. Questions like, is the Islam that we hear about and their God Allah the same God as the God you find in the Bible? Is the Quran credible? Who are the Shia? What about the Sufis? You've probably heard about Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, Sikhism. And then, I think most importantly, how do you witness to Muslims? There is no deity except God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. Ever hear those words? They're the first words that every Muslim baby hears, and they're often the last words that a Muslim utters upon his deathbed. And for nearly 1.6 billion people, this is not just a doctrinal creed. It is foundational for every facet of life. Look, the Islamic faith, as Joseph Goodell has well put it, is not simply an exotic Arabic religion. Over the last 100 years, it has awakened, and it's spreading worldwide at an almost unprecedented rate. And if the Lord's Great Commission is to be fulfilled, it's essential that we understand exactly what it is. We must know how to relate to Islam, how to contend for the faith once for all entrusted to the saints, and we have to do it with gentleness and with respect. Wayne Mahal is going to underscore that throughout the broadcast today. A couple of fast facts. Muhammad was born in Mecca, AD 570. When he was 25, he married a rich 40-year-old widow. His marriage gave him rank in Mecca, but perhaps most importantly, gave him the time he needed to devote to spiritual matters. And allegedly one night during the month of Ramadan, and incidentally, that begins this Saturday at sunset, Muhammad heard a voice, and that voice spoke saying, "Thou art the messenger of God, and I am Gabriel." And at that point, Muhammad says he realized his calling and his prophetic mission. In AD 630, he marched on Mecca with a force of 10,000 men. The inhabitants of Mecca swore allegiance to the Prophet. For the first time, the Muslim call to prayer was heard. 2 years later, Muhammad died. Some Islamic beliefs. The Quran is believed to be God's final and God's complete revelation to man. The Quran of course, has much to say about Jesus Christ, but the one thing it emphasizes more than anything else is that Jesus was only a man. He was a messenger of God, but not the Son of God, and certainly not God in human flesh. Orthodox Muslims maintain that Jesus did not die on a cross. They believe that God made someone look like Jesus, and the look-alike was crucified in place of Jesus. They believe that Jesus was taken up bodily into heaven by God. And most Muslims today believe that he will come again on the last day, slay the Antichrist, kill all the swine, and then break the cross. They believe that Jesus will reign as a just king for 45 years, that he'll marry, he'll leave children, and then die and be buried near Muhammad at Medina. And of course, all Muslims believe that Muhammad was the greatest apostle and the greatest prophet of all. With respect to the hereafter, all Orthodox Muslims believe in heaven, where true believers will exist forever in a garden of beauty and joy. And the Quran says, in them, in those gardens, will be maidens, chaste, restraining their glances, whom no man or jinn before them has touched, goes on to say, with beautiful, big, and lustrous eyes. That, by the way, is the Quran 52:20. Salvation in Islam is based on good works. There's no need for a savior. In any case, God Most High alone can save us. And then they have five pillars, and this is one of the charms, I think, and one of the things that attracts people to Islam is the five pillars. They're easy to remember and fairly easily implemented. Starts out, the first is there's no deity except God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. The second, pray five times a day facing Mecca. The third, fast. The fourth, give alms. And then the final pillar is the pilgrimage to Mecca. Islam has two large groups, the Sunnis and the Shiites. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, a recent survey of world religions states that Islam is the world's fastest growing religion. The first mosque in the country was built in 1934 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. But today there are 1,209 mosques in America. Which leads me to a very important question. The Christian church has never seriously attempted to reach the hundreds of millions who are Muslims today, and we have to inevitably ask this question, why? If this is one-fifth of the world's population, why in the world would we not want to reach them? Why would we not want to equip ourselves to always be ready to give an answer, to take the deviations of Islam and to use them as springboards or opportunities for sharing the grace and truth and love that only Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, not the Jesus Christ of the Quran, the real Jesus Christ, the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, the one who condescended to cloak himself in human flesh, who lived the perfect life that we could never live, that Jesus Christ. If we love him, why would we not want to share the real Jesus Christ with Muslims?